Hi.
Ruth. Can you talk?
Yeah, I think so.
Where's David?
Out with the cows, but the children might hear.
Oh, I just wanted to hear your voice.
I know.
I've been longing to see you. All weekend.
Me too. It's difficult with the kids around.
I just want to see you. Please.
I want to see you too. It's going to be really hard this week with the kids off school.
Yeah, I know, but just 5 minutes. I couldn't you manage it, please, Ruth?
I want to, but I'll see what I can do.
I'm bored.
Got to go now. Bye.
I'm bored.
Yeah, I heard you the first time.
There's nothing to do.
You could help me get lunch.
Nothing interesting.
What are Ben and Josh doing?
I don't know. You can't expect me to spend half term playing with my baby brothers.
I don't. I just wondered.
I wish I got a sister.
Well, you haven't. You planning to waste your holiday just moaning and mooching around?
What else is there to do?
Arrange to see some friends. Get off the farm if it bores you so much.
Izzy's away.
Is she?
I told you, you never listen.
I'm sorry. Remind me.
She's gone to Puerto Rico.
It's a long way to go for a week.
It's only the Canaries.
Oh, not the island then.
What island?
Never mind.
It's on Gran Canaria. I said, her mum and her boyfriend love it there.
Good for them.
They take Izzy on proper holidays. Why don't we ever go anywhere?
We do. We... Oh, you've got other friends, Pip.
Not like Izzy. It's only her I want to see. You don't understand.
Ah, Susan. Just the person I wanted to see.
Oh, morning, Linda.
I was hoping you'd be at church this morning.
Usually am. How can I help you?
Well, it's about the Christmas show.
Oh, yeah. Snow White, isn't it?
Yes. I'm planning to hold the auditions next week. I do hope you'll be coming.
Oh, no. I don't think so, Linda. Not this year.
But why not? You usually take part.
Oh, I'm going to be really busy this Christmas.
Well, aren't we all? But you're one of my regulars, Susan. You've always managed before.
Yeah, but this...
And it's all after Christmas this year. The tech on Boxing Day, dress the day after.
No, the thing
performance
is...
Performances on Thursday, Friday and Saturday, with a Saturday matinee, of course.
Well, that's too much.
Well, it's more than usual.
No, I want my Christmas to be a bit special this year.
I regard my show as an integral part of the Ambridge Christmas experience, Susan.
My family Christmas.
Yes, but this is
so looking forward to having George with us and just seeing his face when he opens his stocking on Christmas morning.
We're not going to be rehearsing on Christmas Day.
But you are on Boxing Day. I want to have a big family party for George, Mum and Dad, my brothers and sister.
The tech doesn't usually take that long.
Oh, Linda, it does.
Ah, there aren't any special effects this year.
No, look, I'm sorry, Linda. I'd rather say no now than let you down later.
Hey, that smells nice.
Should be ready soon.
Wow, you have been busy. Sunday lunch with all the trimmings.
That would be a nice start to half term for the kids.
Good idea.
Might cheer Pip up a bit.
Well, she's still in the dumps.
Yeah. Well, she's going to be at a bit of a loose end with Izzy away.
Yeah. If that's all it is. I was wondering...
Anyway, it'll be ready soon. So would you mind laying the table?
Yeah, okay. But about Pip...
Did you find Bert?
Yeah.
What was it you wanted to see him about?
Ploughing match.
Oh, of course. When is it?
Next Sunday.
Right, I'd forgotten.
It's not really top of our agenda, is it?
And which class is he in again?
Classic. Tractors between 1960 and 1976. I was thinking that maybe we could...
Where's he going to get one of those?
Oliver said he'd lend him his Bessie Ferguson, and I was wondering if we could...
Is lunch ready yet?
Soon.
I've got nothing to do.
Well, you can help me lay the table then, here.
Oh, great.
Can you get that, please, Pip?
Oh, right, I don't know. Lay the table, get the door.
And stop moaning.
Oh, hello, Linda.
Oh, Linda, come in.
I won't keep you long.
Shut the door, Pip.
All right.
So sorry, you're just about to eat.
No, it's not quite ready.
It's just a couple of things about the show. You're still all right to be a dwarf, David?
Yeah.
A dwarf? How can Dad be a dwarf?
Ah, it's my little joke, Pip. The dwarves go from the tallest to the smallest.
Yeah, really funny.
Pip, I'm sure you will be the tallest, David, so that means you'll have to play Doc.
Uh-huh, fine by me.
Oh, good. And you did say you'd like to be Dopey.
Now, that is funny.
No, Doc's fine.
I know, I said I wasn't having any children as dwarves.
What a shame. Josh could have been Dopey.
We understand.
Oh, it's just an idea, you know.
If I can't get enough men, I might have to have a bit of a rethink.
I see. You suggested Ben and Josh for dwarves.
Pip, don't be silly. That
isn't how it was at all.
Of course, Pip, if you were interested, then...
So Dad volunteered me as a dwarf?
Oh, no, I was just thinking...
Of course I didn't.
Oh, great, Dad, thanks.
Pip, it wasn't anything to do with your father. I just
You know how I hate being small. How could you?
I didn't.
Oh, David. Oh, dear, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to upset her.
You didn't. She's been impossible all morning.
It was just a misunderstanding. I'll sort it out.
No, I'll do it.
Pip, come on, Pet.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, it's all right. It wasn't your fault. Ruth's right. She's in a bad mood. Her best friend's away. She's at a bit of a loose end.
Oh, dear. Well, I suppose Leonie and Coriander always had each other, though that could make them twice the trouble.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yes, I'm glad there aren't two of Pip at the moment.
So your dad had nothing to do with it. He wouldn't just volunteer you for something without asking you. You know that.
I suppose.
You really should apologise to Linda.
Yeah.
Pip.
All right. I will.
Good. Look, I know you're disappointed not to be able to spend half term kicking around with Izzy.
It isn't just that.
No?
It's you and Dad. You're still being weird.
Oh, Pip.
I asked you to sort it out last week.
I know.
Well, why haven't you?
We're trying.
It doesn't usually take you this long to make up.
I know. But you mustn't worry about it.
I don't like it, Mum. Try harder.
I really should let you get on with your lunch.
No. Wait until Ruth and Pip come back. They won't be much longer.
Well, if you're sure.
No, I am. Anyway, Pip won't want to leave things like that.
Oh, I see what you mean.
But, I mean, if you need to get off...
No, there's no rush. I know, I can bring you up to date with how we're getting on with the sensory garden.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry to hear you're not going to be involved anymore.
Well, I've done my bit, really, you know. All the heavy digging.
Oh, you gave us more than that, David. I'm sure Sophie will miss your input.
Oh, I don't think so. Ah, here they are.
Hello, Pip.
I think Pip wants
to... I can do this, Mum. I'm very sorry, Linda.
It's quite all right, I understand.
Just a bit of a misunderstanding all round.
Quite. But Pip, if you were interested in auditioning for Snow White herself...
Hey, what do you think, sweetheart?
It'd be something to do.
I had been thinking of someone a little older,
no
but...
No offence, Linda, but why would I want to play her?
Wouldn't you?
Sorry, Linda.
Yeah, that's all right. But I'm intrigued. Why wouldn't you?
She's so last century.
She's last several centuries, I should think.
Doing all that cooking and cleaning for seven men, looking pretty with a bow in her hair.
Well, that's not exactly
waiting for another man to come and rescue her so she can go and do the cooking and cleaning for him.
Huh. I suppose that's one way of looking at
it. It's only a fairy story, Pip.
Yeah, but she's not the kind of girl you wanted me to grow up to be. Not much of a role model.
I see what you're getting at. But she has deeper qualities.
Does she?
Oh, yes. Would you like to walk me to my car, Pip? I'd be fascinated to hear more of your ideas.
Would you? Okay.
And who knows? Maybe I can convert you to some of mine.
You may be gone some time.
So, Pip, tell me about your ideas.
Well, full marks to Linda. That should cheer Pip up a bit.
Yeah.
Whatever you said to her seemed to have done the trick.
I hope so.
Maybe we need to make a bit of an extra effort with her this half term.
Yeah, with Izzy Wee.
It's not just that, though, is it?
No, it's not.
You know, the way things have been between us lately, it's upsetting her.
Yeah. David,
Who's that? Pip asking for reinforcements.
No, it's Sam. There's a cow we've been keeping an eye on.
Oh, yeah. Is there a problem? Can I help?
No, it's okay. I'll go. I won't be long. Could you carve while I check it out? And get Ben and Josh to wash their hands.
I see what you're saying about her innocence and helpfulness and all that.
Good.
I just think it's a bit dull.
Well,
it would be much more interesting if looking after the dwarves was like a secret mission.
It is, in a way.
She's working undercover. All that cooking and cleaning and stuff is just a front.
As I said, she is in hiding.
Because the dwarves' cottage is the last place they'd think of looking for her.
The Wicked Queen?
No, them.
Who are they?
Oh, I don't know.
Well,
maybe she's a vampire slayer.
Heavens.
It's more exciting.
It would rather be mixing two genres.
It was just an idea. But you get my main point.
Yes, you don't find her a very believable heroine for the modern age.
No.
Well, thank you, Pip. You've certainly given me a lot to think about.
Oh, thank God you could come.
I can't stay long.
I had to see you. Oh, really?
No. Pip's around. She might... Oh, Sam.
Look, we got to start thinking what we do next.
Oh, it's so hard.
Yeah. But you said you love me.
I know. I do.
So we got to find a way to be together.
It's easy to say. There's so much to think about. What about the children?
Oh.
How can I even... I should never even have...
It's all right.
No, it's not. It's not. It's affecting Pip already. What's it going to do to them if we... If I...
Look, I love the children.
Oh, Sam, that's not the point.
Yeah, it's a star. Of course it'll be hard. It'll be hard for everybody, but... We can find a way through.
Can we?
We just need to talk about it. We just haven't talked about it. We need proper plans.
I don't know.
Look, I've been thinking about it all weekend.
So have I, but...
Please, Ruth, just listen to me.
I can't. Not now. I've got to get back.
Soon, then. I can't wait. I just want to be with you all the time.
That's right, George. Show Daddy how you can build a nice tower with your bricks.
Aren't you a clever boy? Sorry to disturb your evening, Em.
That's all right. I wasn't doing anything special.
It's just... Well, I wanted to ask you a favour.
Oh?
It's going to be really difficult for me to have George on Thursday this week. We've got this big shoot coming up.
Oh, yeah. I remember you saying.
There's so much to do.
Shouldn't mean you have to give up your afternoon off, though.
I don't mind. I can take the time back when we're less busy. I'd rather get the shoot straight.
Well, if that's the way you feel...
I'll miss seeing George.
Of course I will.
And I don't want to mess you about.
No.
I could try and sort something out with Mum. I thought I'd ask you first.
It's all right. I'll have him.
You sure?
Yeah. You can do the same for me when I'm stuck.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem. Oh, Brenda might be working odd shifts this week anyway.
Why?
Fallon's recording a radio ad for Tom Sausages.
Blimey.
No stopping him. And if it doesn't work out with Brenda, Mum can take George down the shop with her. She likes showing him off anyway.
Thanks for being so flexible.
That's okay.
Great.
What's so important about this shoot anyway?
Oh, it's the first big one of the season. I want it to go well.
Don't want to work yourself into the ground, though.
I'll cope. I got Bill to help.
Bill?
You know. That retired keeper that's been giving me a hand.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I ought to get on.
Oh, Georgie!
Down it comes.
Stay if you like. Why don't we put George to bed? You'd like that, wouldn't you, George?
I'd like to, but I'd better not. There's a couple of beaters I said I'd ring this evening.
Okay. Looks like it's just you and me then, George.
Why don't you ask when your friend's round?
Which friends?
Brenda.
She's busy with Tom tonight.
Well, what about Hayley?
Oh, that's an idea.
She's only across the way.
Yeah, and she loves to see George.
Who doesn't, eh?
Oh, those kids. I swear I'm going to swing for them.
Who is it this time? Not Pip and Josh still.
No, no. Pip's sulking in her bedroom now. It's Ben and Josh.
What's the matter now?
They're arguing over the remote.
Ben's really tired.
Yes.
First half term at school, it's bound to take it out of him. Remember how the others were?
No, I suppose. They're certainly taking it out of me.
Sit down for a bit. Supper's nearly ready.
Yeah, so I see.
Everyone will feel better when they've got some food inside them.
Looks nice. Another treat.
Well, half term, you know.
You don't want to spend it slaving in the kitchen.
I'm not.
We should all go out for a pizza later in the week.
Yeah.
Give you a night off.
Yeah. Nice idea, thanks.
Be nice for me to see you. You seem to have been so busy with the kids or cooking huge meals.
Well, like I said, trying to make it a bit special.
Well, I'd rather be back on the oven chips and beans if it means we could spend more time together.
Yeah, I know. David, can you get that, please?
Yeah. Oh, Sam, hi.
Oh, come David, evening. I just wanted a word, but if it's not convenient...
No, no, it's fine, come in.
Hi, Ruth.
Oh, Sam, I'm just in the middle of getting supper, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Sorry, I won't be long.
Quite a feast.
Looks like it.
Well, stay and share it with us if you like. There's enough to feed an army. You can help us keep the kids entertained, too.
There's an invitation. I'm sure Sam's got better things to do.
Yeah, I was planning to get my head round the herd paperwork this evening.
Oh, good man. Not just leaving it all to Ruth like I always do.
There's just one or two things I can't get straight.
Oh, right.
I was wondering if you might be able to cast an eye over them for me, Ruth.
This evening?
Well, yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Well, go on, love. If he's got stuff all printed out and everything.
Won't take long.
Can't leave you to cope with the children on your own.
Of course you can. You pop over after supper. I'll put the kids to bed.
And so they all lived happily ever after. Look at that nice picture, George. Isn't the baby happy? And his mummy. And his daddy. It's a nice story, isn't it?
Papa!
Yeah! Auntie Hayley will be here soon. Oh, gosh. Do you feel that, George? It's gone chilly, hasn't it? Maybe Mummy didn't shut the door properly when Daddy went. Shall we go and see? Oh, George. What's that? Who's there? There, George, it's all right. Mummy's got you.
Mama!
Who is it?
Mama!
What do you want?
Emma, it's only me.
Hayley! Oh, thank heavens! We're in here!
Do you know your front door's blown open? Emma, whatever's the matter? Look as if you've seen a ghost.
Oh. It's so good to hold you.
Don't let go.
Please, Ruth, you got to help me. I couldn't leave things the way they were yesterday.
But this doesn't help. These snatched moments, I can't bear it.
I know.
We can't go on like this.
Of course we can't. That's what we got to talk about.
First of all, there was this chill wind.
Were your front door blowing open?
No, the wind was what made it blow open. It was coming from inside.
If you say so.
We both felt it. George too.
He seems to have got over it now. Bless him.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Look at him.
We were both so scared. That noise.
What was it like?
I don't know. I've never heard anything like it.
Well, give me a clue. What, chains rattling, owls hooting, what?
It was a sort of low moaning.
Like a cow?
No, not like a cow. It was unearthly.
Well, cows sound unearthly. Terrified me when I first came to live in Ambridge.
I know what a cow sounds like. Besides, there aren't any round here.
Well, don't blame our hens. They only cluck.
It's not funny. I was terrified.
Oh, I'm sure you were. But it was just the wind, trust me. You should come round to Willow Farm some night. It's like Wuthering Heights. Look, who's going to haunt a new house?
That's true.
That's one of the many reasons I want me and Roy to move into something modern.
You are lucky. Wish I could afford a place of my own.
Do you?
Of course.
Wouldn't you find it a bit lonely?
I don't think I'd mind.
I should have thought living here would be ideal for you. Well, George is small. All these built-in babysitters.
Oh, that is good. But
I shall miss it when we leave Willow Farm.
I appreciate what Mum and Dad do for me. Mum especially.
She's a doting grandma, all right.
A bit too doting sometimes.
Oh, I see. Takes over, does she?
She doesn't mean to. She knows more about babies than I do.
Well, she doesn't know more about George. You're his mum.
It doesn't always seem like that. Sometimes I feel more like his big sister.
It's a difficult situation.
I don't know. I just feel like I've gone backwards. A little girl under my parents' roof again.
I know. I saw it happen to Roy. You have to fight it.
I even get nostalgic for the caravan.
Now, that is taking things too far.
I do. Our little home. George's and mine. And Ed's.
Oh. Ed.
You think I should be over him?
I don't think anything.
I'm not.
Oh, Emma.
That's another thing I can't talk to Mum about. Or anyone much.
You can talk to me.
I was trying to do the right thing for George. I was.
I know.
Just don't seem to have worked out that well for me. I suppose it serves me right.
No!
I think it does.
But you've got George. Isn't he worth everything?
Yes. Yeah, of course he is.
You're jealous of me. I'm jealous of you.
Why? Oh, because I got a baby.
Yeah.
You'll make a lovely mum. I'm sure it'll happen soon.
I hope so.
No, Ruth, listen to me. We have to go away together.
How can we?
Of course we can. We'll find work. We're a very employable couple.
It isn't as simple as that.
It has to be. We must be together. Start our new life.
And what about me old life?
Something has to give, Ruth.
Sam.
Leave him. I can make you happy. I'm so happy.
It was just us. On a desert island.
It is. It can be.
What about the children? I can't leave them.
I wouldn't want you to, God.
Well, then...
They'll come with you, of course. They like me. You know how well we got on, you know, when we were building that treehouse?
Oh, Sam, it's so much more than that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it's something to work on.
Oh, it's so complicated. I mean, moving away, what about the schools?
Well...
We can't go far.
We won't go far, then. That's not a problem. I know you put the children first.
Looks like it, doesn't it?
Oh, Ruth. You can't think this is wrong.
Can't I?
The way we feel about each other. No, you can't.
Not when I'm with you.
Then be with me always. We can make it work. Other people do.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because they have to. Because what they have is so special. Because what we have is so special. Oh, Ruth. I love you so much.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about anything.
Tell me. This doesn't feel right. You can't, can you?
No, I can't.
You've never felt more alive, more yourself.
Yeah.
And I feel the same. I love you. And you love me.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll make this work, Ruth. We will.
Oh, it doesn't seem to be too bad, thank goodness.
Oh, well, you thought it'd be a lot worse with all that wet weather we've had.
There's no logic to it sometimes, Footrot. Well, let's do this one, shall we?
Right. Over you go. Ooh, that ain't good.
Dear, no.
Okay, I've got it.
Oh, this looks quite nasty.
Ah, we'll soon have a right again.
Yeah, hold her still.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, come on. It's for your own good.
That's her way.
There you go. I think that'll do it.
Do you want the spray?
Oh, yeah, please, thanks.
Steady now, steady.
There we are. All done. Oh, I don't know about you, but I could do with a bit of a breather.
Oh, well, you wouldn't say no.
Let's take five, shall we?
Oh, lovely morning.
Yeah, I suppose it is.
I hope this weather holds for the ploughing competition.
Well, they usually strike lucky, don't they?
It was very good of you to pay my entry fee.
Oh, don't be daft, Bert. It's all good publicity for the farm.
No, I appreciate it.
Well, I've been thinking about where you can get some practice in, and I thought about that that bit of sacrificed pasture next to the orchard. Is that okay?
Ooh, perfect.
You can get started today if you like.
Well, there's a bit of a problem with that.
Oh, well, don't worry. We're well on with the work.
It's the little matter of the tractor.
Oh, we haven't picked it up, have we? I was forgetting.
Well, there's no rush as long as I get a few days practicing.
Well, there's no time like the present. Let's go over to Grange Farm as soon as we finish this.
Were you sure?
Well, like I said, Ruth's got stuff organised for the kids.
Well, keeping them out of your ear.
Yeah. I did put them to bed last night.
Oh, give her a bit of a break.
Yeah, well, not much you want. Sam had some paperwork he wanted her to take a look at.
Oh, I thought Ruth usually took care of all that.
Well, you know Sam. Likes to pull his weight.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. Didn't realise you were using the computer.
Shan't be long. Just checking my email.
Oh, there's no rush.
Honestly, I don't know how all this junk mail gets through.
Oh, it is a problem.
I can't possibly know anyone called A.C. Ragini, I'd remember.
What's he trying to do? Sell you an Italian holiday villa?
Let's see.
Ooh, you're brave to open them, I don't.
Well, that's interesting.
Not one of those horrible pop-ups, is it?
No, it looks quite legit. He says he's a chef at the Quince Tree, do you know it?
Ooh, yes, very posh.
Well, he's interested in Hassett Hill's venison.
Darling, that's wonderful.
Shows the marketing strategy's working anyway.
Have you sent him some gin?
No, that's what he's asking for.
Oh, must be word of mouth then. It's even better.
Could you just hang on while I sort some out for him? I may as well do it now.
Yeah. Go ahead. My computer's on the blink. And I only want to tinker with the village website. It's not urgent.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm a bit dubious about it, actually. But Tom's not going to stop nagging me unless I do it.
Let me guess. More sausage-related information?
Yeah, he wants me to do a piece about his radio ad.
Or set up a link to it. But they only recorded it yesterday.
No, he wants it covered as a news item.
Well, I suppose that is what passes for news round here.
I think it's the thin end of the wedge.
Oh, give him a break, Mum. He's so proud of it. He was sizzling at me all yesterday afternoon.
Well, look, if I switched on my radio and I heard the noise of sausages cooking, I'd think I got it tuned in wrong.
Tom Archer's sausages sizzling. I think it's good. Nice and simple.
Well, it's that, certainly.
Got all you need? The brand name and the suggestion that they're delicious?
I suppose so.
I mean, you can't fault his backup work. All those extra posters he's got printed ready.
Yeah, that is good.
And he's put a list of the shops that stock his stuff on his website already.
Has he?
Oh, yeah. I just checked.
Oh, maybe I'd better get a move on with my contribution. Have you finished with Senor Ragini yet?
Ooh, nice of Ed to get the tractor ready.
Yeah. How is it for diesel?
Well, let's have a look.
I see he's put you a cushion on the seat.
You need it in these things. Didn't exactly build tractors for comfort in those days.
Yeah, but think of all that fresh air you got there.
Too much.
Well, has he put diesel in?
Ooh, yeah. It's full right up.
Oh, nice one.
He seems to be doing a good job of these cows.
He does.
He was a bit doubtful when Joe told me he'd been left in charge.
Well, he's got Mike to keep an eye on him.
Well, even so. After what he put everyone through.
Yeah, I think he's trying to prove that he's put all that behind him.
Oh, good luck to the lad. Joe's very proud of him.
Yeah, he certainly takes his duties very seriously.
Yes.
And I don't know if it's him or Oliver's been looking after this tractor, but it's in pretty good nick.
Oh, they're getting hard to find these days, these old masses.
Yeah, well, this is certainly a good example.
Call me old-fashioned, but I don't think you'll find one to beat it.
Right. Time we got it back to Brookfield.
Right you are.
Now, do you want me to drive in front of you with a Land Rover?
Nah, don't bother. It ain't very big.
No?
Take me about half an hour, I reckon.
Right.
We'll make a start in me lunch hour, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, of course it is. Take an extra hour.
Well, are you sure?
Yeah. Be dark by the time you finish work.
Well, I can make it up then.
Don't be silly, Bert. We want you to win for Brookfield. Cheer us all up.
More soup, darling?
Oh, yes, please.
Well, can I have a bit more too, Mum?
Oh, yes, of course. You don't usually like soup that much.
Well, I like this one.
Mmm, delicious.
It's a recipe of Mum's. It is good.
Oh, that reminds me. Have you got any idea what Gran might like for a birthday present?
Well, not really. I've been wondering myself. It's hard when people get to that age.
Maybe you should just give her a party.
Well, I'd like to do something, but it's difficult with Jack the way he is.
Yes, of course.
It seems a shame for Gran to miss out, though.
Well, I know.
Take a chance. Might be one of his good days.
Well, even if it wasn't, it wouldn't matter. He just wouldn't know who the party was for.
Well, that's one way of looking at it.
Well, I'm not so sure. Mum can find that quite hard if there are other people around.
Just us, then. We'd understand.
Yes, darling, you're very good with him.
You are.
That's all right. I'm getting quite used to being called Alex. I said I'd help Gran sell her poppies.
Oh, that's kind of you, Alice.
Yeah, I noticed they're in the village shop.
It's lovely to have someone your age involved.
Well, the people that died were young.
Yes, that's true. And still are.
That's what Gran's going to say at the Remembrance Day service.
Has Alan asked her?
Yes.
And that's what she's going to talk about. She got old, but they didn't.
Bert!
Hang on a minute, David!
Oh, no rush!
Yeah. Oh, I lost track of time. Do you need me to help get the rams out?
Oh, they'll keep. Finish your furrow.
Oh, it's all right. I'm not that happy about this bit.
Well, it looks fine to me.
Oh, I ain't got the front body lifted clear enough. I need to lengthen the top link.
What, you think you can do it better?
Oh, yeah, that was just a trial run, get the feel of it. Now I can see where I'm going wrong.
Well, I can't.
And I need to adjust the disc coulter, too. I haven't got a clean enough cut on the furrow wall.
Ooh, if you say so.
Oh, I do.
Well, it looks to me like you'll certainly be picking up that trophy on Sunday.
Ah, and taking away the 50 quid.
Oh, yeah, of course. First things first.
So if you could put a note about the auditions on the website.
Yes, of course.
I've written down all the details.
And you're starting next week?
Yes, Christmas will be upon us before we know it.
I suppose it will be.
I need to get going. I've got quite a large cast to find.
Well, I suppose, with the seven dwarfs.
Exactly.
Have you had any ideas?
Well, David has agreed to be Doc.
So you are going ahead with your idea of different-sized dwarfs?
Of course.
Well, it might be an idea to make that clear on the audition schedule.
Oh, yes, perhaps you're right. Could you do that?
Yeah, of course. Is there any height restriction?
No, not really. They'll taper from the tallest to the smallest.
Oh.
It's a sight gag, you see. Just trust me, it'll work.
Well, I suppose it gives you more choice. What about Snow White? Any favourites?
Well, I don't seem to be having much luck with her so far.
Oh, dear.
Yes, I did approach Kirsty.
Ah, that's a good idea. She's got a lovely singing voice.
She's not doing much singing at the moment. She's split up with Sam.
Oh, really? Well, I didn't know that.
No, neither did I, which was rather unfortunate. Then I moved on to Pip Archer.
Oh, isn't she a bit too young?
That wouldn't be the main problem.
No?
No. She has the most extraordinary ideas about Snow White.
Like what?
Now, how can I put it? She takes an almost militantly feminist line about the story.
Oh, I see. Well, I suppose Snow White's hardly a career woman.
No, she's an archetype, and that's the way she's staying in my production.
These old fairy tales are very powerful.
Exactly.
I suppose they might seem rather old-fashioned.
Timeless, eternal, mythic.
I agree.
And would Alice concur with you, do you think?
Were you thinking of asking her to audition?
Well, as long as it didn't require me to entirely rewrite the part.
Oh, no, no. Alice wants a career, of course.
Of course.
She still wants her prince to come, too. Shall I find out if she's interested?
If you wouldn't mind. And, I was wondering about your sister.
Who for? The Wicked Witch?
Possibly. I was thinking of the Voice of the Mirror.
Oh, that's a good idea. She spends enough time looking in them.
She'd be on the other side.
Even better. Do her good.
Oh dear, aren't you two getting on?
No, we are not. She quite blatantly Oh, it's Alice. Oh, that's handy.
Did you want me? Hello, Linda.
Alice, I was wondering if you might be interested in auditioning for the part of Snow White.
Oh, yeah? Do I get to pick my own prince?
Oh, hello. I wonder where you were.
Here I am.
It's very quiet. Where are the kids?
Pip's at the stables.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
And Josh and Ben are in the rooms, calming down.
Oh, I see. Oh,
I don't know, David. Only a mother could love them.
Well, it's a good job we do then, isn't it?
Yeah.
So is that what you're doing as well?
What?
Calming down?
Oh. Yeah.
Good book?
I was just trying to escape for a bit. So, got the sheep all sorted?
Yep, yeah. Bert insisted on helping me in the end, but I've told him he can do some more practising tomorrow.
Practising?
For the ply match?
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
He's very good. You should take a look.
I will.
I think we should all go along on Sunday. Make it a real family outing.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose we could.
Bert would be so pleased if we came to support him.
I'm sure he would be.
And the kids would like it. The organisers try to make it a child-friendly day.
Yeah. Well, it's a good idea, then.
Be nice for us to do something as a family. Before half-term's over.
Yeah, it would. Well, let's go, then.
You're doing very well.
Do you think so?
Oh, yes. I'm most impressed.
Oh, you're just being kind. Well, I couldn't turn a chair leg in a million years.
Neither could I.
Well, I don't think Alec is going to be so complimentary when he sees it. What's he up to? Oh, he's busy with Robert.
Afraid he's rather monopolising him.
Oh, that's all right. He's never done it before.
He just loves talking to these old craftsmen.
It's game of him to have a go at it.
Loves his outdoor pursuits, using his hands.
But he's got more natural talent than I have. There. Well, that's as good as it's going to get.
Well done.
Yes.
Don't you think it looks a bit lopsided?
No.
It's supposed to be curved, isn't it?
Not so curved the chair collapses under you.
It's such an intriguing idea for a competition, log to leg.
Well, we hope it'll be fun to watch.
Well, this is. What else have you got planned, Elizabeth?
Just the usual Apple Day stuff, you know.
It's a good day out.
Yeah, the only problem is it clashes with the Borchester and District Ploughing competition.
Oh, that's a pity. Well, couldn't people get to both?
Not really.
Oh, what a shame. Robert would have liked to have gone to that too. I like to keep him occupied.
Still no luck on the jobs front?
No, afraid not. But I'll be trying to keep positive.
Of course.
And of course it's quite convenient for me to have a house husband at the moment.
Is it?
Well, with a Christmas show to organise.
Oh, yes, of course.
Do you hope you'll be our property mistress again, Usha? You were so efficient last year.
Oh, Linda, I don't know. It's such a busy time.
Oh, you can't let me down. I was counting on you. You were so enthusiastic.
Yeah, that was because Alan was in the cast.
Elizabeth? No, it wasn't. Is he getting involved this year?
No, sadly.
Well, well, well.
Says he has other Christmas projects.
Yes, he does, and I'm helping him with them.
Oh, yes. And what are they?
You know, the usual things.
Oh, well, it's just the usual things. Couldn't you both spare the time?
Well, I can't promise anything until I've spoken to him.
You see? This is my problem. One out, all out. I'm in the same situation with the Carters.
Are you?
Susan's got it into her head that she wants to do a specially big Christmas for little George. And because she's not in it, now Neil's saying he won't do the stage managing. And he's crucial. Can't do without it. Oh, look, Robert's finished. I must go and look at his leg. Oh, Robert, that looks fabulous, darling.
Poor Linda.
Yes. She's really trying to keep his morale up, isn't she?
Well, it must be worrying for them. Mind you, looks like he could get a job as a wood turner, which is more than you can say for me.
Very good, Bert.
What?
Very good.
Hang on.
It doesn't matter. I just said...
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you with all this wind. Did you want me for something?
Only to compliment you on your ploughing.
Oh. Oh, well, ta very much.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
Well, I'm getting there. Better than yesterday, ain't you?
I don't see how they could be much straighter. I reckon you got that trophy in the bag.
Oh, I don't want to count my chickens. Don't know who I'm up against yet, do I?
Suppose not. But he's going to have to get up very early to beat you.
Well, thanks. Yeah, well, you coming over to watch?
Hadn't thought about it. Yeah, I suppose I could.
Well, be a good day out, whatever happens.
Yeah.
David and Ruth and the kids are coming.
Are they?
Yeah. David said they were going to make a real family day of it.
Did he? I see.
You could come with them.
No. No, I mean, if they're all going, they might need me to stay here and hold the fort.
Afternoon, Bert.
Oh, well. Ah, hello, Ruth.
Sam?
Ruth?
That field looks so good, Bert.
Well, thank you.
I think you've got that trophy in the bag.
No, that's just what Sam said.
Ah, great minds think alike.
Oh, he was telling him. He should come over with you and David and the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what do you think, Ruth? More of the merrier?
Well...
Oh, I'm really pleased you'll be there to support me.
That's all right.
No, I appreciate it. I really do. I know you're busy with half term and everything.
It'll be a good day out.
Yeah.
Well, I hope so. Well, anyway, we'd better get on. We'll see you later.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye, Bert.
See ya.
So when was all this arranged?
What?
This cosy family outing.
You're not jealous.
Yeah, of course I am.
Sam, be reasonable.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't bear to think of you with him.
It's a day out for the kids.
I know.
I've told you how unsettled they are.
I know. It's not about them. It's you and David.
I don't know what you want me to do about that.
Yes, you do. Come and live with me.
Just like that?
No.
You're asking me to make the hardest decision of my life.
I know.
I can't just do it in a day.
You have at least thought about what I said.
I've thought about nothing else. But you've got to give me time.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ruth. I'm sorry.
It's such a big step. I can't get my head round it.
But if it's what you want, well, you do want us to be together.
But what you're asking, it's very difficult, Sam. I can't just walk away just like that.
No.
I'm sorry. I don't want to hurt you either.
No, I understand.
But there's so much to think about. I need to get things straight in my head before we can do anything. You must see that.
I do, but...
David's been so kind, and the kids have been so awful, and you're pressurising me.
I'll stop. I promise.
Thank you.
But I just...
I thought... You'd said you'd stop.
It's not going to get any better, is it? Till you do decide.
I know. That doesn't make it any easier.
You're unhappy. The kids sense that.
Yeah.
It can't be good for them.
I know it isn't.
And we could be so happy together.
Sam.
And if you were, they would be.
Maybe.
Look, I'd make you happy. You are so beautiful. I love you.
Sam.
I'd devote my whole life to making you happy. And the children, too.
It's a beautiful dream.
Oh,
It's not a dream. We can make it happen.
You think so?
I know we can. But you take your time. When you're ready, I'll be waiting.
More tea, Usha?
Oh, yes, please. Thirsty work, wood turning.
It must be, all that sawdust. Oh, I meant to tell you. Sophie rang me with some good news.
Did she?
She's finally persuaded her mother to come and live with her in Henley.
Oh, right.
It's obviously a weight off her mind.
I can see it would be.
Yeah, a new start. Sophie thinks that's what she needs.
Well, if her mother's happy about it.
Oh, yeah, she is. And she'd like to be close to Sophie.
Yeah.
And of course, Sophie's pleased she won't have to keep coming up here.
Is she?
Oh, yeah. I think the novelty of country life was beginning to wear off.
So you think they'll be gone soon?
Once they've got her mum's house sorted.
But what about Sundial House?
Well, she only got involved with that because her father died. Stepped into the breach, you know.
I see. But she seemed so keen.
Well, that's Sophie for you. She gets these enthusiasms. But I think her dalliance with country life is over.
Well, let's hope all her dalliances are over.
Oh, Usha, I told you there was never anything in that.
No, I expect you're right. Ruth will still be pleased, though.
Have you spoken to her?
Not since last week.
Right.
I still think David behaved very badly.
Oh, yes, and so do I. Twit.
Thoughtless was the best you could say for him.
But now Sophie's off the scene, well, he's got no one to be thoughtless with, has he?
No, that's true.
So I really hope I can persuade you to change your mind.
Oh, I don't know.
At least audition. What harm can that do?
Well, what's the point if I'm going to be too busy?
Look, you were such a star last year.
It wasn't a very big part.
You made it your own. Your wonderful ad lib when you found Neil fixing the door.
Well, you don't have to worry about him turning up in unexpected places this year. He can't help you out either.
Oh, Susan, look, if all the family get involved, what could be nicer?
You just don't want to do without Neil.
I don't want to do without any of you. You're such a talented family. I mean, Emma would make a wonderful Snow White.
Well, you'd like her to audition?
Oh, yes. I mean, I know there'd be George to think about. But if the whole family were in the show, you could just bring him with you. He's such a good little boy.
Yes, he is. And I would like Emma to get out the house a bit more, get back into village life.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not right. A young girl sitting in every night.
No.
Starting to affect her nerves.
Well, you need to put a stop to that, Susan.
The other night, she was in on her own with George, and she said she felt this cold wind.
Well, it has been chilly.
And then she heard this moaning noise. Scared her out of her wits.
And there was no logical explanation?
Oh, Neil said it was just the wind.
It has been very blustery. Although, a sudden drop in temperature is supposed to be a sign of a psychic disturbance.
Oh, don't say that to Emma. We've only just got to calm down.
The best thing is to try and take her mind off it.
By suggesting she auditions for Snow White?
Well, she clearly needs something to occupy her mind. Nothing like Doctor Theatre.
Well, look, just suppose we did get involved. I wouldn't want Christopher left at a loose end.
Oh, no, of course not. He could be a dwarf.
I don't want him sneaking off to see that Carly all the time.
There's no danger of that with my rehearsal schedule.
Of course, I can't speak for him or Emma either. But I'll certainly talk to him about it.
Thank you, Susan. And you'll audition yourself?
Oh, why not? Might as well give it a go.
And you'll have a word with Neil about the stage management.
Yes, I'll have a word.
Thank you. I'd be very grateful.
He'd probably rather be building your set than getting on with the jobs I've got planned for him.
I'm sure we can both keep him busy. Well, that is a weight off my mind. Now all I've got to do is find my dwarves.
That's right, girl. You get him. Good dog.
Evening, lad. Birds giving you trouble, eh?
Oh, hello, Grandad. Yeah, they are. Something's disturbed them.
Know what it was?
No idea. But I've had to spend most of the afternoon dogging the birds back.
Frustrating for you.
It is. It's one of our best drives. I can't afford to have any problems with it.
Oh, no.
Not with this big shoot coming up.
Ah, well, yeah, I know you were a bit hard-pressed.
Oh, I'm managing, just about.
So you wouldn't say no to a bit of help, eh?
Bill does his best, but he can only do so many hours.
Oh, I know. Well, I got a bit of time on my hands.
Have you?
Hmm. I thought Ed might need me up at Grange Farm while Oliver Sterling was away.
Yeah.
But he seems to have everything well under control.
Good friend.
So, I thought it was time I paid my other grandson a bit of attention.
Oh, right.
You need any help, just say the word.
That's very kind, Grandad. But I've already got you and Dad down as beaters.
Well, before the shoot, you know, feeding the birds, checking the drives, well, whatever, eh?
Great, yeah, well, that could be a real help. I could have used you today.
Just give me a call.
Yeah, I will. You sure you'll have time, though?
Well, like I said, I've been at a bit of a loose end since they stopped needing me at Grange Farm.
But I hear Linda started auditions for the Christmas show. Aren't you going to be taking your usual starring role?
Apparently not.
No?
I offered me services and I was expecting a dwarf at the very least. But oh no, I asked to audition. As if she don't know what I can do.
Never mind. I'm sure she'll change her mind. She usually does.
Ah, she does. But I might not change mine.
Hey, that's all right, girl. You'll be fine for now.
Sam!
Oh, hell. Over here.
Bert told me there might be a problem with... Oh! She's started, is she?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it would be today. All the signs.
Ah, everything okay so far?
Might be a bit tricky. It's a posterior presentation.
Oh, are you sure? You checked it's the hind feet?
Oh, yeah. They're upside down, all right. And I could feel the tail.
Right.
Plus, she's not straining so hard. Look at her.
Yeah, you're all right, aren't you, girl?
Yeah, should be okay for a couple of hours.
Yeah, do you think we should call the vet?
Ah, there's no need.
He could inject a muscle relaxant.
I know he could.
Yes, sorry.
It's all right. The cow's in no danger.
Oh, I suppose not.
And the cow's not in any distress. Just let nature take its course.
All right, well, at least I can give you a hand.
There's no need. There's nothing happening now.
Yeah, but there will be, won't there?
Look, it's not a problem. It only needs one person to pull on the legs. It's better, actually.
Yeah, I realise that, but who's going to be looking after the cow if she goes down?
Oh, well...
Come on, Sam. Even you can't manage this single-handed.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. But there really isn't any need for you to hang around now. But I'll give you a ring when I need you.
Well, I may as well keep you company, just in case.
You really don't need to.
No, that's not a problem. Tell you what, I'll just go and tell Ruth what's happening.
No, Ruth doesn't need it.
Shan't be long.
She'll have got your supper ready. Oh, great. Come on, girl. Do me a favour. Make this as quick as you can.
That's better. Oh, who's that now, eh, Meg? Hello, Linda.
I'm sorry to bother you at the end of your busy day.
I've only just taken my boots off.
But it is rather important.
Oh, well. It's better come in, then.
Thank you. Ooh, it's quite chilly in this wind.
Come on through.
Thank you. I won't keep you long.
Well, I've got quite a bit to do this evening. With the big shoot coming up, got to rustle up some beaters.
Oh, yes, I know about the shoot. We've got some of the guns staying with us at Grey Gables.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Which is why I thought I should tell you as soon as I could. I did try and ring you on your mobile this afternoon.
Well, I've been up in the wood. Might have had it on silent.
Well, I'm here now, so I'll come straight to the point.
Yeah.
I had rather a restless night.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I'm used to it. I'm always like this at the beginning of a show. So many ideas whirling through my brain.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're the same with your shoot.
Kind of.
I am getting rather worried about the dwarves, you see. The problem is...
Linda, you did say...
Oh, yes, sorry. Well, I couldn't sleep, so I got up to make myself a milky drink. I find that usually does the trick, don't you?
I don't have trouble sleeping. Getting enough sleep, that's my problem.
Yes, of course, you keepers. Well, you weren't out last night, were you?
No, why?
Well, while I was waiting for my milk to boil, I was doing a bit of stargazing. Such a clear night.
Was it?
Which is when I saw the lights.
Lights? Where?
In the estate woods, up by Lower Wood. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was up there this afternoon.
Did you notice anything suspicious?
Only that the birds had been disturbed.
So, there might have been someone up there last night.
Great. That's all I need.
You think it might have been poachers?
Yeah, deer poachers. It's the right time of year. Thanks for letting me know. I appreciate it.
Well, I thought it might be important.
Yeah.
And I'll keep a lookout if I have any more white nights.
What?
If I can't sleep. Though I hope to be sleeping better once the auditions are over.
You've given my granddad a few sleepless nights.
Have I?
He thinks you don't want him in your show.
I didn't say that.
No, he thinks you did.
All I said was I couldn't promise him the main part.
Well, he's not coming to the auditions.
Well, that's just being a dog in the manger, sulking.
Maybe. But if you want him there, you're going to have to talk him round.
Any progress?
Yeah, she's doing fine.
Oh, good.
But it'll be a while yet. Nah, you really don't need to stay.
Hi.
Oh, hi, love. Ruth.
I thought I'd just come and see how you're getting on. The two of you.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, except it doesn't need to be the two of us. I expect you'd like David to come in and get his supper, wouldn't you?
Well,
you can keep it hot for me, can't you, love?
Of course I can. But if Sam thinks he doesn't need you...
I don't. Not yet.
Well, it's hardly fair to leave him to cope on his own.
Oh, I can manage.
And you haven't eaten.
That doesn't matter.
Listen, do you think that you could rustle us both up some coffee and sandwiches, love?
Yeah, of course. Unless you want me to stay and help.
No.
Some food would be great.
Right. Won't be long.
Okay. No rush. Get the kids fed first.
Really, there's no need for her to...
No, she doesn't mind.
She's got the kids to look after.
Well, she'd be glad of a break from them, I expect. They've been quite a handful this week.
Yeah. Just enjoying their holidays, I expect.
Well, I think they're wearing Ruth down. Don't you think she's looking tired?
No, I haven't really noticed.
She could do with a bit of a break.
Well, I thought you were going on this family out into the ploughing match.
Yeah, we are, but, no, I meant just the two of us. I'd like to take her out for a nice meal, you know.
Oh, yeah? You okay, old girl?
Thing is, can't get a babysitter.
Oh, what a pity.
Yeah, it's really frustrating.
Yeah, it must be.
Sam, I don't suppose you're free tomorrow night, are you?
Me?
I'd be ever so grateful.
Well,
I mean, you get on so well with the kids, there'd be no trouble for you.
Look, I'm sure they wouldn't be, but...
I wouldn't ask, but I think Ruth really needs a break, you know. I'm actually getting quite worried about her. I'd be really grateful.
Yeah, all right, David. I'll do it. Yeah, I'll do it.
Oh, thanks, Sam. You're a star.
That's all right. Now, I think it's about time we took another look at this cow.
I hope I'm not disturbing you.
No, that's all right.
And yeah, I gather there's been a little misunderstanding.
Has there?
About the Christmas show.
Oh, I understood, all right. You don't want me in it.
Oh, Joe, I simply asked you to audition. That's not the same thing at all.
Couldn't promise me no role, you said.
Well, you could hardly expect to play the prince.
Didn't mind promising David Archer something, did you?
I asked him over a year ago.
Didn't ask me.
Well, I'm asking you now. I need 6 more dwarves, you know.
Oh, you should have thought that before.
I'd be very happy to consider you.
Oh, I'm sure you would be.
So, you will come and audition?
I don't know. I might.
Good.
But I need to know a bit more about these here dwarfs first.
Like what?
Who's the chief one?
Doc.
Doc, eh? Oh, well, yeah, I could fancy myself as a medical man. Dr. Cameron, you know?
Well, I'm afraid that part's taken.
That's who David Archer's playing?
Yes.
Well, he can't act.
Yes, he can. And more to the point, he's very tall.
I'm tall.
That's why I'd like you for the next most important dwarf.
Ah, well, now you're talking. After all, where would you have been without my Scrooge, eh?
Ah, that was a part you were born to play.
That's not what you said in the first place.
I was wrong.
Yes, you were. So, which dwarf do you want me for, then?
Grumpy.
Oh, that's nice. There's no need to take the mickey.
I'm not. It is the next most important part.
So you say.
Look, I'll show you the script if you don't believe me. Still, if you think you couldn't handle
it. Well, I didn't say that. It'll be a stretch.
Well, yes, of course.
But I reckon I might bring it off.
I'm sure you would.
Yeah, well, all right. I'll audition for Grumpy. It'll be a real acting challenge.
Of course.
But I think I might manage it.
Yes. I think you might.
That's it, girl. Come on. That's the way.
You're right there.
Yeah, fine.
Honey, I think she wants to get up.
Ah, good. That means the hind end's coming out.
Up you come, girl.
Right, now we need to get busy.
Yeah.
30 seconds to get this calf out. There we go.
Oh, well done, Sam.
You did all the work, didn't you, girl?
No, that was great at the end. That was so fast.
Yeah, thanks for keeping her steady.
I didn't do too much. Oh. Hey, look. Nice little heifer.
Yeah, good.
I've bought the coffee.
Ah.
Oh. It's all over.
Yeah, Sam did a great job.
You just have to keep up the intermittent pulling. It's not that harsh.
Yes, so you say. We picked a good man here, Ruth.
Yeah. Do you want some coffee?
Oh, I would love some. But I'd like to get cleaned up first.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll just check everything's okay here.
Well, thanks, Sam. Oh, and for the other thing.
Oh, that, yeah.
What's this?
Sam says he'll babysit for us tomorrow so we can go out. Isn't that good of him?
Yeah, great.
So you can be thinking where you'd like to go. Jump along.
You offered to babysit?
I didn't mean to.
No.
He just asked me out of the blue. I was so taken aback, I didn't know what to do.
I know the feeling.
He said he wanted to give you a treat.
Did he?
Didn't see how I could get out of it.
No. Oh, well.
I don't want to do it.
Oh, the kids won't be so bad. They like you.
You know it's not that.
I know.
We were working so closely on this cow.
Yeah.
A team. Like we used to be.
Yeah.
It was hard to say no.
It doesn't matter.
It does. I'm helping him have a romantic evening with you.
You planning to stay in this evening, love?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I don't mind keeping an eye on George for you if you want to go out.
No, you don't, Mum.
Well, then. It'd be nice for you to see your friends.
It's a bit short notice.
Why don't you pop down the ball with your dad, eh? He's going for a drink with Mike this evening.
I don't suppose they want me there.
Are you bound to see someone you know?
Yeah, Fallon.
Oh, love. What's she been saying to you?
Nothing. She just doesn't speak to me anymore.
Oh, don't worry. She'll come round.
I doubt it.
She will. Things are changing for you. Everything's settling down, getting back to normal.
Normal?
Yes. Look how much better you and Will are getting on these days.
Yeah. That is nice.
All that nonsense, it'll soon be forgotten.
I shan't forget.
Well, not if you're sitting here brooding. Now, go on. Go out with your dad.
No, Mum. I really don't want to. It's a good night on the telly.
Oh, well, that makes a change. Good. I'll stay in and watch with you.
No. No, you go out with Dad.
No. No, you're right. Him and Mike won't want me there. They'll probably spend the whole evening playing darts.
Well, you're bound to see someone you know.
Yeah. Clary.
Oh, Mum, I'm sorry.
Aye, don't be silly. It'll all sort itself out.
Honestly, Mum, you don't have to stay in with me.
No? Hadn't I better stay in and keep you safe from mysterious noises?
I did hear it.
Yes, love.
Whatever Dad and Christopher think.
Well, then you'll be glad of the company, won't you?
Oh, no, that's not right either.
Sam's come now, love, so we can... Oh.
I didn't like what I was wearing.
You looked fine to me.
I didn't feel comfortable.
Oh, okay. Well, no rush.
But if Sam's come...
Oh, he's quite happy. The children are keeping him amused.
It's daft to get into such a state about this.
It just proves they don't take you out enough.
No, it's me. I suppose I can't wear me jeans.
Well, it's not such a posh place.
Posher than that.
Well, look, why don't you wear your black skirt? You always feel comfortable in that.
Yeah, that's an idea.
And you always look great in it.
Oh, maybe with a nice top.
You'll look lovely, Ruth.
So Linda thought we could all get involved.
I bet she did. She sucked you in again, hasn't she?
No.
Admit it. You're stage struck.
I am not. I do like taking part in the show.
Yeah, because you like showing off.
Because it's a village event. And it is always fun in the end.
I remind you, you said that when you were complaining about Linda's rehearsal schedule.
I said in the end. But look, the thing is, if me and your dad are going to be doing it, we thought it might be nice for the whole family to get involved.
You want me to audition?
Yeah.
Who for? Snow White.
Well, why not? You've got a lovely voice.
Because people would throw things at me.
Oh, Emma.
They would. I mean, Clara usually takes part, doesn't she?
Well, yeah, but...
And Fallon often helps with the music.
Which is exactly why I thought it would be a good idea for you to get involved.
Mum, if I walk into that village hall, Clary and Fallon will walk out.
Oh, love, you've got to get past this.
Well, how can I, if that's the way they feel?
By doing something like this, being part of the village again.
I'm really not ready to.
Oh, it's got chilly.
Oh, Mum.
A wind must have got up. Do you want to go and check on George?
Mum, it's happening again.
What? Oh, no, Emma, don't be silly. It's just the... Oh, heavens. What's that?
It's just like before. I told you I wasn't imagining it.
Good menu.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's changed since we were last here.
I'm sure it has. That was some time ago.
Yeah. We really should do this more often, you know.
Yeah.
Make time for ourselves.
That'd be nice.
Not just, you know, make everything about the kids.
Hard not to, though, isn't it?
Well, we should make the effort. New Year's resolution.
It's October. The clocks go back this weekend.
Well, there you are, then. It is a new start.
Well, I suppose.
And you can make a new start at any time.
I suppose you can.
In which case, did you notice that they've got some kind of gourmet dinner thing on next month? Maybe we should book before we leave.
Let's see what the food's like first, shall we?
Yeah, maybe that would be wise.
I think so.
Yeah, boasting about their organic stuff, though, did you notice?
Yeah, that market's really taken off.
Well, all good quality meat's doing well.
Good news for us.
Yeah. We ought to be giving our beef a bit of a push, with Christmas coming up.
Yeah.
I'm sure we could market it harder.
I'm sure we could. It's finding the time.
Yeah. Yeah, and having the ideas. You know, Adam's very impressed by what Tom's doing with his sausages.
Yeah, this radio ad thing.
Yeah, Tom played him a tape. Adam said it was really good.
He always did have big ideas.
Tom Archer's sausages sizzling.
Is that what it says?
Yeah. Although, I think Fallon makes it sound a bit sexier than I do.
I bet she does. And Adam really thinks it's going to work.
Yeah, well, you know, it's nice and simple, isn't it? But memorable.
Yeah. Sizzling.
Hey, that's very good. You've got the part. Now all we have to do is come up with a slogan.
You're not serious.
Yeah.
Oh, but would we ever come up with such a good slogan?
What, you and me? Of course we would.
Well, go on then. Try.
You don't mind us coming over?
Of course not.
We were so scared.
Well, stay as long as you like. I'll make you a nice hot drink.
Oh, no, Hayley, we don't want to disturb your evening.
No, you're not. I've got Joe here anyway, and he's been dropping hints about a nice cup of tea since he came.
Oh, was he looking for Mike?
Yeah, but him not being here doesn't seem to have put him off. They've all gone out at Keeper's Cottage.
Have they?
Yeah. He's just gone to the... here he is.
Good evening. Oh, you didn't tell me you was expecting visitors, Hayley Tucker?
She wasn't.
Oh, they're on the run from an ill wind and a mysterious noise.
You what? Oh,
Mum heard it too, Hayley.
Yeah, it did.
So it's happened again, has it? Well, I ain't surprised.
Aren't you?
Only mystery is it hadn't happened before.
Why should it have? So you know about this?
Oh, man.
Well, what is it then? What's causing it?
That land is cursed.
Oh, Joe!
Oh, no!
What a thing to say!
Well, I'm only speaking the truth.
Don't worry, love, of course it isn't.
Yes?
Well, how come you never said anything about it before?
I didn't want to worry you.
Oh, really? So why say it now?
Well, they've heard it now.
Oh, no, sweetheart, don't worry. This is just one of Joe's daft stories.
No, then.
Well, then how come Mike's never said anything about it?
Yeah. Surely he'd know if anyone would.
Oh, him. Well, he don't believe in ghosts, does he?
Well, neither do I. And don't get upset, love.
But we heard the noise, and now Joe says...
Oh, look, there must be a logical explanation.
Well, there is. The land is cursed.
But why?
Well, you see, it wasn't always empty land. There was a cow shed there once.
I was right, Em. It's a ghostly cow.
Oh, Hayley. What, and something terrible happened in it then, Joe?
Ah, the cowman hanged himself.
No. Well, why?
Oh, now, Emma, it's just a story.
For love, I think.
For love? How tragic.
Well, it was either that or he owed somebody a lot of money.
That sounds more likely.
Well, I can't quite remember. Any road, he died.
And now he's come back to haunt us.
Well, I don't see what's wrong with Brookfield beef. It beats the rest.
I don't think you're allowed to say that.
Right. Brookfield beef, by far the best.
A bit obvious.
What rhymes with best? West. Test.
Pest.
Right. I've travelled east, I've travelled west. I've given other beef a test.
What?
Shit, hang on, I'm on a roll. I think I've tasted all the rest, but Brookfield beef, by George, that's best.
Oh, dear me, that's terrible.
What? Just needs a little fine-tuning.
Oh, get Pip onto it. She's good at poetry.
Mm. Give her something to do.
Izzy's back this weekend. I hope that'll cheer her up.
Yeah, and perhaps there might be a better atmosphere at home. Between you and me.
David.
Ruth, I'm sorry. I really am, you know, about Sophie and everything.
I know where you are.
Then maybe we can, you know, move on.
Maybe.
Looking lovely tonight.
Am I?
Yeah. That top really suits you.
You didn't notice it when I first bought it.
I haven't been noticing a lot of things. I want to change that.
Yeah.
And I've always liked that necklace.
You gave it to me.
When Pip was born, I remember.
So do I.
We were so happy.
Yeah, we were.
But the thing is, Joe, even if this story's true...
Okay, you ask anybody.
Well, I've never heard of it. And the Orobins have lived round here as long as the Grundys.
Then why hasn't anything happened before?
I wondered that. Why should it start now?
Oh, love, nothing started.
Well, obviously the spirit was at rest.
Obviously.
Until you disturbed him by building your new house.
So what will he do now?
Nothing! He doesn't exist.
But that's not logical. I mean, surely he would have woken up while they were building the house.
You mock if he wants to. Don't heed the warning.
What do you think he's trying to tell us?
Nothing. Oh, come on, Emma, we're going. I'm not listening to this rubbish any longer.
Well, I don't suppose it's a warning for you, love.
Of course it isn't.
Well, who then?
I don't know. Another cowman, I suppose. Oh, Lord. I hope Herr Edward's all right.
Yeah, let me help you on with that.
Oh, thanks. Oh, I can never get the hang of being ladylike.
You're enough of a lady for me.
You don't have very high standards.
Oh, it's been a lovely evening.
It has.
It's a pity we can't stay longer. But we ought to rescue poor Sam.
Yeah.
Anyway... Thank you, sweetheart.
David, no, sorry, I can't.
Sorry, thought... Oh, hell.
What?
Cufflinks caught in your necklace. Just a sec. Oh, Ruth, I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, no, look.
Oh.
I'll get it mended, love. It'll be as good as new. I promise you.
The Archers was written by Mary Cutler and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts and the editor is...